goes to town. Let's see now. This is obvious that if you were chasing snowflakes, did you find the snow? You did. Why did you make snow ball? You did. Now, there are a lot of people here that are glad that you were able to make a snow ball, and they won. It was cold, but we didn't have snow. You know what's coming up this week? Not Valentine's Day. Groundhog's Day. Have you heard about Groundhog's Day? Okay. You don't hear about it. Have you heard about Groundhog's Day? And you heard about it. I love Groundhog's Day all the way up here. But if you get Groundhog's Day, it's February 2nd. My sister was born on February 2nd, so we always call her our grandma's call. I have to call her and say happy birthday. But Groundhog's Day, February 2nd. And on February 2nd, hundreds of people, perhaps thousands of people, go to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, to see whether Punxsutawney Phil sees the shadow. That's Punxsutawney Phil is a grandma. And they have, let me show you this picture of this. This is at Goblin Knob, Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. They have a place where a guy named Phil, their grandma named Phil, they have him in there. And they go there every February 2nd to see if he sees a shadow. Because you know what happens if he sees a shadow? Well, let's see. There are two things that can happen. Either there are going to be six more weeks of winter, or spring is near. Now, people go up there to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, to see if they see his shadow, because the old saying goes is that if he sees his shadow, then he's going to go back to sleep for another 6 weeks. If he sees his shadow, he says, oh, no, I don't want to go out there yet. I know there's going to be more cold weather. And so he goes back underground, or back in his tree, and to go to sleep. But if he doesn't see his shadow, then he'll say, whoa, I guess spring must be right around the corner. And so they'll say spring is near. So these people go to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, to see whether he sees his shadow or not. You know, do you think it works? You know, well, it's kind of a fun thing to do. And February 2nd, every year, people will call my sister and ask if she saw her shadow. Or they'll tune into the news, because if you go to the news, the news on TV, you're going to find out that they'll tell you whether you saw a shadow or not. People all over the United States are waiting to hear whether you saw a shadow. The thing is now, it doesn't make any difference. You know, there's going to be six more weeks of winter anyway. It's from now until March 20th or thereabouts. It's 6 weeks. And that's when spring starts. So, but they go there. And what it does is it shows there's something about us that always wants to know what's going to happen. You know, people are in the middle of winter. It may be very cold, or maybe, you know, kind of outside. It is now. They're all wondering, well, is it going to stand? So is it going to change? I'd like to know, and so they go up to Pennsylvania to try and answer that question. And of course, that may be different. You know, people do the same thing every day when they go to their newspaper, and there's a little section in there called the horoscope. You ever heard of the horoscope? Well, the horoscope is a section in the paper where they take, and everybody's birthday falls into one of these 12 little place it on the calendar. And depending on where their birthday is, they've got a forecast. They're saying, stay in bed today, only bad things are going to happen. Or they'll say, something wonderful is going to happen today. Yeah, there'll be something in there that will try to tell you what your day is going to be like. And people go there every day to see it, because they want to know what their day is like. But does it make any difference? It just gives them some way of satisfying this urge to know what's going to happen. Well, the thing is, you know, we really don't know what's going to happen. Bill Hatchins. We can make some changes. We can sort of make, you know, if you study for that test tonight, tomorrow, there's a better chance that you'll pass it. We can influence what's going to happen, but we can't guarantee. The thing is the only one that's got a real idea about what's going to happen is, well, who are you supposed to go to that might know something about it? Well, Jesus, God, you know, it's all in their control. Do you suppose they're going to tell us? Usually not. Yeah. The Bible, people go to it to find the answers like that, what's going to happen. And there are some answers in there. As a matter of fact, if you go to the end of the book, you'll find out that God wins. Yeah. And the devil loses. Yeah. So we know that's going to happen. But how we get there, well, I don't know. We just have to take it a day at a time. And the best thing to do about trying to make sure that things happen in the best way is to follow some basic sets of rules. And Jesus kept it simple for us. He said, there are three rules I want you to follow. These are very important. These are what will carry you through this life and take you to the kingdom. God's kingdom. And do you remember what any of those rules are? The first rule is, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. Love God. That's the first and the most important. Because if you keep God out of your life, then the others aren't going to be quite effective. Love God first. And then, love everybody as you love yourself. Now, there are two rules in there. One says, you're supposed to care about yourself. And the other says, you're supposed to care about everybody else just as much. Okay? What that says is, one, you're not going to do things to hurt yourself, but also you're not going to do anything to hurt anybody else. And Jesus, you know, it seems like that's everything. That should be everything. But Jesus had one more. He said, love one another as I have loved you. That seems kind of strange. If I love my neighbor, then he must love one another. But what he knew was that sometimes we can love people that we don't see more than those who we see. Because we'll argue with those that are right next to us. We don't much argue with those who are on the other side of the world. We can love them and pray for them. But because we don't have to live with them, we don't have arguments. But Jesus says, sometimes it's hardest to love those who are nearby. And he says, I want you to love those just the way I've loved you. So, three simple rules. And if you do those, then you can be very sure that the future will take care of itself. You'll be ready for whatever God puts in your way. And I hope you remember that. Now, you may still enjoy waiting for Groundhog Day to come around and find out what he says about the winter. But remember that the best way to assure a good tomorrow is to follow God's three little rules. Okay?